a century of service now from Malin Head, providing Coast Guard service. And indeed, there's actually money being spent in upgrading the station at the moment. The staff, which are normally based at Malin Head, are actually operating out of Dublin at the moment and due to move back in at the end of this month to facilitate a very serious upgrade of the services or of the facilities at the station. So the idea that you would do that and then that somehow there would be a question mark over the very future of the station just beggars belief. So what we need to see now is the government coming out and giving a reassurance that Malin Head Coast Guard is part of the future plans for the service of for servicing the country, and it will continue to carry out the work which it does at the moment, and that it will do so into the future.
What we have learned, though, particularly over the last couple of days as it relates to NAIDOC proposals, is that these are only just proposals, and now is the time for everyone to impress on the government and the decision makers the importance of this facility and where it is located.
Certainly. I mean, this is a report to the government. But I think, I mean, the fact that there's been investment made in the station over recent years, and indeed at the moment again, shows the importance of it, but also is an important signal. I would have hoped that the service has the station has a very secure future. And it's important now that coming out of this as a response to this report, the government re-emphasizes that and makes it absolutely clear that Malin Head Coast Guard Station will remain open and remain staffed.